family trees. Matthew chose to begin his gospel with the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Many parishes omit these lines in favor of the short form, choosing only to read later verses showing how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. Yet, blessed are those who listen to and read aloud the litany of names proclaiming all 28 generations connecting Abraham to Jesus. While the Old Testament chronicles the generational brokenness and sin found in God's followers across the centuries, Matthew's genealogy reveals an unbroken chain of men and women used by God to fulfill his promise of salvation. Early Christians would understand this pattern of faithful men and women persevering through sin and failure, continuing to serve God as they wait in hope for the Messiah to come. Genealogy continues to grow in popularity today, as many people wonder where they came from, who their ancestors are, and where they belong in life. When we belong to Christ, we are God's people, and this genealogy becomes part of our spiritual ancestry. We trust that whatever brokenness lies in our past, God uses it for his glory in our lives today. God is with us in Christ Jesus, and through him we are fully known, loved, and redeemed. I invite you to reflect on the origin and development of your own family. How did you come to Christ, and where do you see him at work today? God, we struggle with so much brokenness in our past, but we praise your faithfulness and your promise that through your Son Jesus, we are redeemed. About the author. Shelley Henley Kelly is a wife, mother of three, and native Texan who writes and records a podcast with her sister called Of Sound Mind and Spirit, and is a regular contributor to Catholic Mom. When not writing or recording, Shelley can be found volunteering as a youth ministry catechist, keeping the scorebook at her son's baseball games, diving deep into historical research, or hiding with a good book in between games.